You're on Daf Kuf Yud Amid Aleph. The second line from the top of the Amid. Kisolik Rabbeloza, when Rabbeloza went up to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkechei L'Ziri, so he met Ziri, Omalei Iketane Dasnayu L'Rav Kchal. Is there someone that had taught Rav Hilchis Kal? Let us see what Rashi says. Iketane Bahaiduchde da Asne Lerav Kal, Yeshkan Misheshone Lerav Kal, Shebishloi Blaikriya Osa Bahile, Lishne Basre da Rav Havishmile Lerabalos. Now we hear two Lashainis in the Gemara. If Rav holds, if you cook the Kal without Kriya, if Bidiyevit, it's good. The first lashon held by the eved it's good. The second lashon held by the eved it's no good. And we brought a raya from a baraisa that the baraisa chal shebishle b'chalovei muta. We had a baraisa that it is muta. So it comes out that Rav said the second lashon of Rav is not like a baraisa. So Rav Loza wanted to know maybe there was someone that had taught Rav or told over to Rav a different baraisa. He only knew this memra of Rav that it's also. So maybe there's someone here in Eretz Yisrael that told him over a baraisa that holds it's also. So now we'll understand that we have a baraisa that it's mutter. But maybe someone taught Rav a baraisa and he paskin like that baraisa that it's also. So then we'll understand why Rav paskin that it's also. So he, Raziri told him, or Rashi says, B'nai Hamokim told him, Shigot Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avudimi. We'll see in Tosfos exactly who this Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avudimi was. Omalei, ani lo yishonisi lo yikhal koike. I never taught him anything about Kral. But that Rav Asad Kral is a different Meisengansen. The Rav Bika Motze Vegoda Bogeda. The Rav didn't hold Mika Din Khalas also. There was a Maise, he came once to Mokim Poros, that's similar to Bika, that's open. There's no Shmira there. Vegoda Bogeda. And he asked Khal. That's the hope, that's what I know about Rav. The Rav Ikle Letatlofush. Rav came to this place, Tatlofush. Shama lo itse de kama lechavoto, riva de bisra kama chalove boilev shule, she asked her chavote, when you cook meat, how much milk did you put into it? She wanted to know the recipe. Oma, so Rav heard this, like miri de bosa bachalavoso, mamish in this place, they don't know bosa bachalavoso. Because of Yaakov, so he stayed over there, and he gave a crash course on Bosa B'cholov. V'kosu lu kachli, and he told them, all Bosa B'cholov is also filikchal also. So that's what Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avudimi told him. All I know is that Rav Asad in this place, he asked Kral, but I don't know if he had a braise that says, Mikradin Kral is also midrabona. L'Rav Yitzchak Omro Loi L'Rav Elozo Zeh Shon Loi Mistamed, seems he was his Rebbe, he would have taught it to him. Ani Loi Shanisi Loi Kral Kalika, Kloi Meshum Kral Loi Shanisi Loi Leisa, Ben Kral Meiniko, Ben Kral She'ena Meiniko. Later we'll see there's a difference between if you have Kral from a Poro that's Meinik, so in the middle of that there's an abundance of Cholov there, there is as far as should be also. There's not so much chalav that there's a svarat shebi muta. But he told them, I never taught him anything about chal. Become motza kloima. Lo show you mezalzlim be'issa bosa b'cholav hechme alayim. The tatlofush riva litra. Litra of bosa. Then the Gemara continues, Rav Kahane masne hochi, Rav Kahane said over that this was the Maise that that Rabbi Yitzchak Baruch Avodimi told him the whole Mekor that Rava said Kral was Bika Motze V'goda Bogeda. Rabbi Yossi Barabbe Masne Ani Ano Kral Shel Meiniko Shani Siloi. Rabbi Yossi Barabbe said no, that Rabbi Yitzchak Baruch Avodimi told over as follows. I taught him Kral Shel Meiniko Shalminiko Shanisilo. I told him that a chal from a porim iniko, that there's an abundance of cholov, I told him that that chal is also take. That's what I told him. And then, umi pilpulay shal rabchiye shonele chal stam. And then he learned by rabchiye. And from he learned by rabchiye, rabchiye said chal stam. And Rabbi Chiya understood that Rav will understand that he doesn't mean Chal Stam, he means Chal Sheminike. He thought that Rav would understand this. So when he learned by Rabbi Chiya, he learned Chal Stam is also when you cooked it. But he really made a mistake. Rabbi Chiya also only meant to ask Chal Sheminike. What does Rashi say? Rav Kahana Masni Hochi Kmoi Shemarnu Shekein Yeshiva Rabbi Yitzchak Laba Lozo Loi Shanisi Loi Kol Iker. I never taught him anything about Kral. And then Rabbi Yossi Barabbe said, no, Rabbi Yitzchak told him something else. Kral Meiniko Shoyis Meiniko V'yesh B'dadeh Chol of Konus Havi. There's an abundance of milk in the Dadim. So I told him Kral Meiniko is also Mitoich Pulpuli Sherab Chiyah Shemachudet Moit. Abchiyah is very mechudet. Umeivin me'atzmoy. Uchisovu shel talmido mechudodim kemoyser. Abchiyah was under the impression that the talmidim are also similar to him. Kshachoza v'shono lefnei Rabbi Chiyah. So when he learned it, he learned dinei kral by Rabbi Chiyah. Shono lo istam. So Rabbi Chiyah said stam kral is also. V'sovu, and Rabbi Chiyah was under the impression sheyovin rab. Rav will understand that I only mean to say a chal with an abundance of chalav is also, but v'lo hevin. But l'maisa Rav didn't understand. Yeah, zukta gemara vayta. Now the mother says a maisa. Rovin v'Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef ikvu l'bei Rav Papa. Rav and Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef were once guests by Rav Papa. Aisu lekamayu tavshila de kral. So they brought a tavshil of kral. Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef ochel. He ate it. Rav and lo yochel. Rav and did not eat it. Omar Rabbaye, Rav and tichla. It's very unclear. Rav and tichla, Rashi says, Rav and tichla Shokul, Koyver as Bonov, the mamish he lost up his children. I called him Rav and Tichla, beyond me. But, so Abaye told him, Amaylai Ochel, why didn't you eat? He gave you a serving of Kral, why didn't you eat? Mechdei, Devisi, the Rapapai, Barati, the Ravitzak Nafraboy. Rapapai's wife, the cook, she had a choshev of father, Ravitzak Nafra. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha was a Baal Maisim Toivim. He was a Baal Maisim Toivim. He loved the Shmielom Ibn Noshel Ehavov. You listen, if in her father's house they wouldn't serve Kral, she wouldn't have made Kral to serve us. And if she served us Kral, some of them Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha also ate Kral. And if Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha ate Kral, good enough for us also. So that was Abaye's taina to Rav. Zok Rashi. Morad uvda zoy b'maisim toivim. Zok the Gemara baita. Now the Gemara says like this. Besure loyochli kachli. In Sure b'chal they didn't eat chal. That was the minig over there. Pumpadisa ochli kachli, and Pumpadisa they ate kral. Zut the Gemara, Amir de Kemaise, Romi bar Tamri, Tuhu Rami Bar Dikuli. Others called him Rami Bar Tamri. His father was called Tamri, and shamed the pri of the deco. Others called the father Rami Dikuli. Mi Pumpadisa Ikla Lesure Vimala Yemidi Kippuri. He came to Surah Erev Yom Kippur. Afkinu kuli alma lekachlinu. Everyone, now, he was, let's just hold Cheshbon. This Rami Bar Tamri came from Pumpadisa. In Pumpadisa they ate kchal. He came to Surah Erev Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur, everyone ate flesh. It's mitzvah tiv Erev Yom Kippur. And in Surah, they don't eat kchal. So the kchal was thrown out in the garbage. Everyone threw out the kchal in the garbage. No one's going to eat the kchal. Also, Liu Naktinu, so he went to the garbage cans and he picked up all the kchal that was around. Achlinu, he went and he had a machal to eat. We'll see, he was very poor. And this is Mamish Ashkocha Protis, Azoy, it's Erev Yom Kippur, there's a mitzvah to eat. And then now this flesh, there was an abundance of kchal. So he made a suda out of kchal. Aisu lekame de Rav Chisde. Now this is a very interesting mice over here. He's in Surah and he's eating kchal. So Aisu lekame de Rav Chisde. So they brought him to Rav Chisde. Amalei, amai tavi tochi. Why did you eat kchal? I'm eating kchal. Erev Yom Kippur. Is there anything better? What to eat kchal? Amalei ma'aschet Rabbi Yehuda no tochelus. I come from Padisa. I'm a Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda's a fine yid. They eat kchal over there. They eat kchal. Amalei, so Rav Chisda told them, "Bless loch neisnem olav chumrei amokim sheyotzem isham v'chumrei amokim sheolach l'sham." Good, very good. But there's a din. You go to a place where the minig is not to eat, so you don't eat. Amalei chutz l'tchum achaltino. I didn't eat it in the shtot. I ate the chutz l'tchum. They saw me. That's not my problem. I ate the chutz l'tchum. Fine. So he went outside of the trum. He took the kchals that he found, and he took them outside of the trum. There wasn't a barbecue outside that he had to do. So how did you? How did you roast it? Amalei bepulzoni. He found some the pits of grapes. And you can use them for fuel. So he made a fire and he roasted it with over the fire. Vidulme miyayin esach. Highly, they are allowed to use the pits. Maybe it's yayin esach. He went in the place, he took the pits. Amalei l'achesh neimosa chaydish habe. I saw it was till yud beis chaydish. The pits of Yain Nesach, also there's some lachos in them. I saw it was after you'd made Shredish, so very dry. Vidilma de Gezul Lave, so he says, good, but maybe belongs to someone, you take pits from someone. I mean, there wasn't a sign, called Ichvin Yeise B'Yechel, there was pits, you went into that place. Maybe it's, Omala Yish Bailam Havad de Kotcho Bechilfi. That I saw there's moss growing on them already, so the Bailam Zicha had no interest in using them anymore, so it was after, so I went and took them. Chazid Lev Monach Tvilin. Rav Chisda saw that Rami is not wearing Tvilin. Homalei my time alay monachis tvilin. Mind you wearing Tvilin? Homalei Chayli Ma'ayinu. I'm a Chayli Ma'ayin. V'amar Rav Yehuda, chayil ma'ayin, potam in atfilim. I'm a chayil ma'ayin, we'll see why in Rashi. Na chayil ma'ayin is potam in atfilim. Chosid lehave koro michute. He wasn't wearing tzitzis either. He had a baggage of dalek in office, and Natulim is chayil ma'ayin, but he's not wearing tzitzis also. Amalei my time molest lochute. Why are you wearing tzitzis? Amalei talashule. It's not my baggage. It's I borrowed the baggage. V'amar Rav Yehuda, weiter von der Rebbe, sagt er, Tal le shule kol shloishim yoim pture min hatzitzis. Tal is part of me not tzitzis. So my male, I didn't put tzitzis. I borrowed the towels, I didn't put in tzitzis. Ad ochi, in the middle of talking, Ayisu lo gavre lava moiker avu abime. They brought to Rav Chisda, there was someone that wasn't mekayim kibodovei properly. So there's a din, a person doesn't want to do a mitzvah, is kaifin no yisach yem reitzani by mitzvah sesei. If he doesn't want to do a mitzvah, so you force him to do the mitzvah. Kofsu, so they tied him, they wanted to give him malchus. Omar lahu, so Mori said, shavku, so don't hit him. The sanya we learned about Aise, kol mitzvahs esse, shematn schore betzide, ein bezn shel lamata musorim ala, mitzvahs esse, says laman, laman yirichin yamecha, so it's Matan Schor Besid, Matan Schor Besid, the Torah took care of all, of Kaminsik already. The Torah told them, Laman Yerichan Yamecha, we told you a mouthful. You want to have a Richas Yomim? Be Mekam Kibbet Oveim. If not, you can take the message, you won't have a Richas Yomim. That's enough. The Torah is Matan Schor Besid, so the Torah took care of all convincing. So a person doesn't do it. And such mitzvahs that it's matan schor b'tzide, you don't have to. Amalei. Chazina loch tacharif etuva. I see, you're a big chorif over here. I mean, he's not doing too bad at all. Amalei, ich habes ba'asri d'Rab Yehuda, if I would be by my Rebbe, achvina loch chulfoi. Then I could show you real charifis. And now, like in dollars, So I can't, you can't really see my charifis, but by the Rebbe, then I'm on home ground, there I could show you my charifis. So Muradik Shmuz von Rab Chaim Shmulevitz es Akasha. We have to understand, so I'm moving the Kemais over here from Rami. This Rami was an onivavian. He didn't even have a beged. He borrowed a beged. He was a Bal Yisurim. He was a Chayli Ma'ayim. He didn't have any food to eat Erev Yom Kippur. So he went to the garbage. He took the Kal out of the garbage that he threw away. Then he went Chutz L'Trum. He went and took some bits and made a fire. And then he ate his Kal. Then he got into trouble in the Chayre. So he says, so Chayre, as a mensch, is going to Adam Choshev. Meir Chutzli said he says, as a man should go and clap on the tear, Erev Yom Kippur, Rabbi Sai, so in the midst of an Achnosa Sirchen, and you must tell me everyone would take an Eirech, Erev Yom Kippur, such an Eirech. I mean, everyone would take him with open hands. So why didn't he do this? So he says, Mara says in Baba Basra, a person should avoid being a nitzrach labris. If he can any way avoid being dependent on other people, we had before, the first break, Rav Pinchas ben Yoyer, v'yayim sha'omad al daite, he wasn't nana min abris, afilu me'oviv. Ayachla afilu me'oviv. There's such an inyan when a person is a dependent al labris, The it's not too good. So maybe that's what he says, Ibn Sarayi from this Gemara. Now let us see Rashi. Le'ochli kachle legamri. In Surah they didn't eat kchal period. Afilu tzli v'afilu kore. Afilu was roasted. Afilu, they made a kriye. They didn't, they were machma. Where do you have eitzim to roast it? Bepulzani chartzanim sheitzala yekovim bivartim. There were pits near the yeke from the by one of the places where they press out the wine. So I took those pits. Lachish name asachidishu usnamba mesachas avaydazor lachim asurim yeveishim otorim. I saw they were Yeveshim, so I knew who was after Yud Beis Chodesh. The Kotchubo Chilfi, Godlu Be'Machma, Shenirkubo V'Nasa Ofer, so there were some What's on it? Filthy, royal, miscalculative, and a couple, not Lomisham, Shmamina in a chaish, that whoever the owner is, he's not chaish. But I mean, at villain, Sarashi says, Mneishet Zorich, Lechalzon, Todir. That since he has to take them off Kiseder, so there's no chiv of, to wear tefillin, you have to take them off Kiseder. Here we have on the side, I'm Peshrashi, the Hoche, and Taisus Ksubis, Umonach Kosvo, Tamavish, and Yechel, Mizoy, Hate, and some he can't be Nizer, to have a Gufnoki. So Mamela, so that is why he didn't wear tefillin. So I have a Ramichuti, Lehito, Tzitzis, Letalisa, he didn't wear Tzitzis, he put on Tzitzis on his talus. Kavsu, Allah, Omed, Lal, Koisai. Kiddisanya, Bamed Vamurim, the Aboim Visuloi, when is there a klal? That Aboim Yakenu Yoni Make, 39 Malkis, the mitzvahs Loisas, Shekval Nasis Avera. If he did Avera already, so then the Oinish of Malkis is 39 Malkis. Avo mitzvahs Asay, Shelofon of Eneroitzel Akaim, but if it's mutal him to do a mitzvahs Asay, then Eimrulay Asay, Sukhevaini Oise, Lulavaini Oise, then it's makinai said shetaytse nafshe, then there's no shear of, we're gonna force him to, it's other order, he will force him to do the mitzvah. And, or else. So he told him, shematn schore betzida, leman yerichen yamecho, lekach, pirish matn schore, so why did the Torah by this mitzvah write the matn schore? So the Torah already wrote a convincing line that Yishmakamitz was kibodovei. So Mamela, so then found Mutalam Bezdin to be Mishtadul Mo. Let us see Taisvis. Ike Tane. The Asniye Lerav Khal. He says, Abelazar came, Eretz Yisrael, is there a Tane that taught Rav Khal? Achviye Lei Lerav Yitzhak Bar Avudimi. Vechem Beperek HaMoicha Sasvine, it's a similar Gemara, Ike Tane the Asniye Lerav Midois. Is there a Tane that taught Rav Ilches Midas, that means how to measure things, how the certain halachas, how you measure things, like it says if a person pours out wine from a clean medida, so you have to, after you pour it out, you have to pour 3 drops more, because there's some left over in the kli, so he didn't sell him the full amount. There's Hilchis Midas. Ike Tane Dasni L'Rav Midas, Ach V'Lei Rav Yitzhak Bar Avudimi. So my story is Rav Yitzhak Bar Avudimi was the Rebbe of Rav. So Memele, so he was looking for the Rebbe. Fraktoisves, V'Ikshe Rabbeinu Shmuel, the Rav Yitzhak Bar Avudimoy Hoya Rabbi Shel Rove. He was the Rebbe of Rove. Kedoma Bereish Yevomis, Bereish Perik Eilo Heina Nisrov. Omar Rove, Omali Rav Yitzhak Bar Avudimi, Osi Heina Heina. So Rav Yitzhak Bar Avudimi was the Rebbe of Rove. The Eich Yitoche, the Rav Yitzhak Bar Avudimi, Shohoyo Rabboi Shel Rav. He was the Rebbe of Rav. He was much older than Rav. Shohoyo Chai Ad Rove. He was alive. Till he was at the Rebbe. He was alive till Rove was born. And he taught Rove. So when he taught Rove, Rove wasn't a youngster, Mistama, because he didn't teach him Alephate. Rav was born the day that Rav Yehuda was Nifter. And then Rav had to grow up. And he was, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avudim, he was the Rebbe of Rav. He should have such ariches yomim. Veichi yitochen, the Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avudim, shoye rabbi shol rav, shohoye chai ad rover, v'goras, ha-memele, v'goras, osam Rabbeinu Shmuel, iketane, the Asniyei Rav. So the Rashbam, the Asniyei Rav, Midas. What did the Rashbam do? The Rashbam took away the Lamed. That means it said in the Gemara, Iketane the Asniyei L'Rav Midas. Is there a Tane? Tane means the Boki, Bebraises, Bemishnais. So the Gilsa there is with a Lamed. Is there a Tane that taught Rav Midas? So that means, that was the Rebbe of Rav. So the Rashbam took away the Lamed. So that means, is there a Talmud of Rav? Ike Tane da Asniye Rav. Is there a Talmud of Rav around? Yeah. So what do we gain? So we gain, you take away the Lamed. So Rav Yitzchak Bar Avudimi was a Talmud of Rav. No, he was a Talmud of Rav. No, so he could be a Rebbe of Rav. It's not too bad. He's a Talmud of Rav. He could be a Rebbe of Rav. He wasn't a Rebbe of Rav. So, Mamela, that's not too bad. So, over there, you can solve the problem by being Moichik the Lamed. Because Rabbeinu Tam, the Hoche Bishmait Nishach Loimekain, also to take away the Lamed. The comma ani loy shonisi loy, because here he said I didn't teach him. So a kochoch umiyu yesh lavorish loy kemoy mimenu. I didn't learn from him. Right, he's a talmid. I mean mimenu kemoy talmid v'rabbi tzorich loy. So it's a losh mimenu. You need him for your deeds. Fine. So we can say, we can stick with the Rashbam's pshat, and he was a Talmud. But later he said, the second Loshan said, Ano chal shominiko shonisi loy. So say, I learned from him, mipipule sharabchiye shon loy chal stam. So he can't say, mitech vipule sharabchiye shon loy chal stam loy osi shapet. That means, if you learn pshat that he taught Rav, so he said, I taught him, meinike is also, that's what I taught him. But when he learned by Rav Chiya, he heard for Rav Chiya, Stam is like Chal is also, and he was under the impression that Stam Chal is also was, and he didn't have. That's, if you learn, I taught him, but if he was a Talmud of his, what's that, I learned from him meinike, and he learned from Rav Chiya, Chal Stam, I mean, he was a Talmud of Rav, so Rav got his ideas from Rav Chiya. So, Tegnish, Vayim Rabbeinu Tam, the Shnayim Hoyu, the two Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Ovedimi, Echot Hoyu Bimei Rabbeinu HaKodesh, one was in the times of Rabbeinu HaKodesh, Zemrin Perikire, the Omar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avudimi, Pam Achas Nichnasti Acha Rav Lebeis HaMelech. So there was a Rav Yitzchak Bar Avudimi in the times of Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Boisei Yochali, Shei Rabbi Shel Rab. That one could have been Rabbi Shel Rab. And then there was another Rav Yitzchak Bar Avudimi who was a Rebbe of Rove. So there are two people. Uktsas Kosh. Deim Rav Yitzchak Bar Avudimi da Moiches Asmino Hei Rabbi Shel Rab. If you'll say, that he was the Rabbi Shel Rab, like our Gemara was saying, it's Rabbi Shel Rab. This was he was Bezman Rabbein Hakodesh. Heichi Kamer Rabbi Lezer Hosam. The Gemara brings down that Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avudimi says. The Gemara says, "Ait Maralo, how could it be like that?" Omar Rabbi Boma Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said not like that. Pekdais for Rabbi Yochanan Shoye Rabbi Shel Rabbi Boha Yekoyre LeRab Rabbeinu. Get him reading by the treifes. Rabbi Yochanan had murdered respect from Rab. Sie asking a kasha from Rabbi Yochanan and the Rebbe of Rav. So Rabbi, if you say that, if you don't say like the Rashbam's Gilsa, you say that the two Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avedim, so the Gemara of there is Shver. The Asnei L'Rav Kichal, Perish Bekuntres, Yesh Kan Misheshona L'Rav Kichal, Shebishloi B'loi Kriya Osa. That means Rabbi Elazar was looking for the one who taught Rav that Bishloi B'loi Kriya Osa Bachila. Lishne Basra the Rav Avishmila, he heard the second lotion of Rav, Rabbi Elazar. Benire Taisu says, is no shaykhis with Pavkov Tesam at Beis, Leikoya Hani Lishne Delel. Ela Shoma Shoya Rav Oisek Chal. He heard that Rav Aset Chal Vafilu Bekriyes Shesi Vaerev. Kedmarini Besomach Besuri Leochli Klal. Takel. This was a different, there's nothing to do. And Daf Kuf Tesam at Beis were learning halachas, what's the din leikore, is the din is with the evident butteros, and that's that. Here they heard that Rav Bechlal Asad Kechal, with all Idurim, Shelsi, Ba'orev, Tachle, Bekaisel, it's also. And he wanted to find out, where did Rav get this one? Kedamrinim Besomach, Besure, Leochli, Kachli, in Sure they didn't eat Kechal. So this was above Nazach. Ace this in Surah, they didn't eat Kral period, but all Tikkunim. So it's very modern. The Mishnah says that Kral is Mutter. So Rabbi Elazar was wondering, how did Rav get his Chumar? So the first Malach was that he told him that Taki Rav Aset Kral period without any Eifanim, that was Bika Motzabo, Begota Bogeda. That was the first Teretz. Rav Yosi, Barab, Koma, the Kral Meniku Shonalei Dosa, Afilu Bekriya, Fakel, that he had taught him that Kral Meniku is also period. Umasnis in Chaina Meniku, Rav Kriya Shonalei Kral Stam, that the Mishnah Tak is matter. He taught him Khal Meinika that there's abundance of chol, then he can be signed Mechanani Yeterim. And when he learned by Rab Chiya, so Rab Chiya said Khal Stam Lehaven, but Tobetwabi Soy Shemikoyak Shemrai, Soy Bolach, like a Mishnah Seine, Lesser Kol Khal of the Bekriya. So that's the ma'aseh. So we're not speaking about the Lashonis and the Gemara Daf Kuf Tesam at Beis. We're speaking about that there was a member of Rav that asked Kral, a fellow with Kriya Shosi Vorev. And then the Gemara explains Pshat in this Eiro of Rav, to Mahalchim. Zuk Toisvis, Va'anan, Dachlin and Kachli, a fellow shall meinike Bekriya. What shat nos? We eat kral, nafilu we eat by a menika with kriya. So lechayre, the Tosfos says, alishne derav bika motze. Samchinen alishne derav bika motze. We saw him on the first lotion. Derav never asked kral. He only asked kral in the tatlofush. In chilek bei menika l'shayne menika, so mamela we pasken it is mutter. Dafken tatlofesh yase. The gamuv de derovin Rav Yitzchak by Yosef daisi kamei tafshul de kachli vochol Rav Yitzchak. Mistamish shal menika, mistamos also menika mit leirotz derovin lechel. Rav Yitzchak hikir, Rav Yitzchak taka was right. Mizama abai rovin tichla mei loyochal. So Vaisno Istaka Rabbi Yitzchak was right, you'll have to eat it. The Gamrub did the Rami Bar Tamri, the Nektina Lekuli Kachli, Apele Shominike, Mestame, he was gathering all the Krals, Bochal, the Yait, so finished. So that's what we are Mekel, we eat Kral, as we're Saimachan. And the Mekilim and our Sugya. Galus Shula Ptura Koshloishim Yay. So we hear here a Maise that Rav Chisda asked Rami, why wasn't he wearing tzitzis? So he told him, it's not my talus, I borrowed the talus. So talus shula is potter from tzitzis for 30 days. So Taisa says, what's pshat in these 30 days? So Taisa says, midiraise ptura loilam. Minatayre, if it's not yours, so there's no chiyuv tzitzis period. Kidakama bereishis hageiz. Ksus cha, your ksus, if you're a bailam on the beged, v'loishalachere. That's, so that minatayre, if it's not your beged, there's no chiyuv tzitzis. Elo lefi she niris kishaloi. But a person will be wearing the beged every day, he comes in with a beged, he's not wearing tzitzis. And he comes in 31 days, he's still wearing the beged. So now people, he's wearing the same beged, you borrowed the beged, no? But at least it's the 31st day, he's still wearing the beged, so it looks like it's taka your beged. So there's a marasai in the kedin, it looks like it's your beged. If you're still wearing the same beged, the ratzifis, 31 days, so now you have to put in tzitzis already because people seeing you wearing the same beged for 31 days, they attribute it, mistam, it's your beged, and it won't be tail and shy. Dein derech lishol yoyser mishloishim yoy. Person doesn't lend a beged more than 30 days. Umikan medaktik rabbeinu tam. So from this aloche, the rabbeinu tam made a mirdike diuk. The stam shaylo shloishim yoim kemoy halvo, damrine bemakis, amalvas chaveri stam en reshele toive poches mishloishim yoim. So the Benetam said, Amir de Kazach, he said, he learned out in Hilche Shaila, he says, you see a person is wearing a beged, the same beged 31 days, the 31st day, he puts it on it. So he says, so you see here, Aloch and Hilche Shaila. Just like by stam milvis shloishim yom, unless they speak out differently. So that means I lend you money. There's a mutual understanding. I'm lending you for 30 days. Stam milvis shloishim yom. So he says stam shaila is also 30 days. I lend you, it's number 30 days. That's stam shaila. So mameli, you see a person wearing the same beged the 31st day. So it can't be shaila because stam shaila is 30 days. So mameli, so al kochoch, it's not shaila. So it's my melo, so you have to put on tzitzis on at the 31st day. He says, till the 30th day, people won't be chayshid you, it can be shol. 31 days. So he brought a raya from this halacha in Hilchus Chayshim Mishpat that if a person is shayil stam, he can use it for 30 days. V'nira dein raya, he said, it's not a raya. Doch hinam yamrinim bat chayles, Asoicher bayis b'chutzulorets kol shloishim yoyim poto min ha-mezuzah. A person rented a house in chutzulorets, so he's poto min ha-mezuzah kol shloishim yoyim. Avol gav d'stam schiris lehavi shloishim yoyim. So Taisvah says, this you say you can't say. Stam shayla mela, you tell me it's shloishim yoyim, I can't disprove it. But you can't say a person rents a house, he rents a house stam for 30 days. You rent a house, you rent a house. So al kochoch, the din shloishim is if a person is living in a mokim more than 30 days, it looks like it's his. Not because stam schire shloishim. It looks, he says, living there so long, it looks like it's taka his. So maybe it could be stam shayla's 20 days for practical purposes, or 40 days. But there's another musik that if a person is there 30 days, it looks like it's his. Now Taisa speaks a very interesting shayla. Now Taisa is talking about if a person borrowed a beged and he put in tzitzis in 30 days. He borrowed a beged, yapata from tzitzis, he put in tzitzis. Is he permitted to make a broche? So what is the shayla? The shayla is, he's potter. He's potter from tzitzit. It's not his beck. It's not the chiyuv. The rabbanon starts after 30 days. He's potter from tzitzit. Is he allowed to make a bracha, even though he's potter? Linyan bracha nire she'ein lavorich al hashul. You don't make a bracha al hashul. Af al pi she'imer rabbeinu tam, the noshim mevorcheis asuke av al gav de ptureis. The rabbeinu tam said that noshim make a broche and suke, even though they're potter. The havi eino mitzuve voice. The Rabbeinu Tam said a shtick toy. And let's, before we go to the rai of the Rabbeinu Tam, let's appreciate the chiddush of the Rabbeinu Tam. A woman sits in the suke, there's no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah. A woman a potter from mitzvah suke. It's a mitzvah seser shez mandra. Rabbeinu Tam said, if she wants to be mekayim the mitzvah, even though there's no chiyuv on her, she can be mekayim the mitzvah, make a broche. That's the shittas Rabbeinu Tam. So memel, suke, shayfa, lulav, she make a broche. That's the shittas Rabbeinu Tam. So lechayre. So we should be medame, a talis shula, also the same thing. If it's not my talis, I'm not mechuyiv. I'm not mechuyiv in tzitzis. I'm a chuyiv only on my bag. Psuscha. So just like Anish, Anish is only mechuyiv on mitzvah sese, she'ele ein as mandro. She's not mechuyiv. But Rabbeinu Tam said, if a person who's not mechuyiv in a mitzvah and does the mitzvah, he can be mekayim, he can make a broch on it. It's called, I'm doing a mitzvah. I'm not mechuyiv to do it, but I'm doing a mitzvah and I can make a broch on it. So Mamela Lochaire, if a person borrowed a talis in the 30 days, he puts in tzitzis in the bag, Lochaire can make a broch. Yeah. So Taisu says no. Shein Lavoich al Ashula. Afa Pishoma Rabbeinu Tam, the Noshim Mavoich Sasuke Afa Gav the Pturis, Daveinim Mitzuba Voiset. And the Rabbeinu Tam brought a raya. Mita Ashkechin Rav Yosef da Omar, man the omeli alochi ki Rabbi Yehuda, the omar suma potim in a mitzvah, avid me yom etob al arba. Rabbi Yosef was a suma. Rabbi Yosef was mekayim mitzvahs, even though yes, in Rabbi Yehuda holds, a suma is potim in a mitzvah. Right? A suma is potim all mitzvahs. Rabbi Yosef was mekayim mitzvahs, even though he was potter. Rav Yosef held that if you're mekayim mitzvahs in your potter, that's a bigger madrig. That means I'm doing it on my own initiative. I'm potter and I do mitzvahs. So he held. So Rav Yosef said like this, if someone will tell me we paskin like Rav Yehuda, that as soon as potter min a mitzvahs, I'll make a yontif. It's mamish meiridik. So I was potter min a mitzvahs and I do mitzvahs, leila leila. So I'll make a yontif. Then he heard, no, God la mitzuba voice, yes, and mishaina mitzuba voice. So then he said, fakelt, if someone says, Allah is like the Rabban, I'll make a yontif. Fine. I'll call upon him, but we see over there that there was a time that Rabbi Yosef held that an eina mitzuba voice is better than a mitzuba voice. But Rabbi Natan gesagt, he says, if you can't make a broche, so what's the big deal? The Gemara says, "Abobakam a man, the boy lemebi chaside, so yozoy b'mili de broches. To make a broches is a big thing. To make a broches, and if we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda and he's potter from broches, there's nothing to make a yontev about. I mean, he's doing the mitzvahs, but later he never makes a broche. So al kochach, to see that even though you're potter, you can make a broche." Avinu yom atav al abo. Vim lo yoyoch al avoich kol abroche es lehoi sameach bedov. So bekitza we see an eina mitzuba voice to make a broche. Zok taisvis, no. Here a tala shula is worse. Mikol mokim leidomi le tala shula, to hosam odom acher hoya chayiv, she'eina yisume, to hosam odom acher chayiv, she'eina yisume, she'eina isha. Aber hoch a kol adam poto, kshayne shaloi, aber pike am avorich lo hifsit. Now this, that's me pshat and taisvis is as follows. What is pshat in the Rabbeinu Tam that a woman makes a brocha ashekichonu b'mitzvoiso b'tzivonu leishei pasuke? So let's tap her on the shoulder. Anshuldik b'tzivonu leishei pasuke. Anshuldik, you're not mitzuve leishei pasuke. So she says, no, b'tzivonu means, and klal yisrael, yizicha, this is a brocha. B'tzivonu leishei pasuke, klal yisrael is mitzuve leishei pasuke. So I make that bracha. Klaisa is mitzvah leishe besuke. So even though personally she's not mitzvah, she can make a bracha leishe besuke. But zaktaisves a talish shula. There's not one yid in the world that's chayiv tzitzis in a talish shula. He's putting on tzitzis on a talish shula. No one is chayiv in a talish shula. So memele the owner is not shula. It's his. A talish shula, no one is chayiva. So I can say, "Vitzivonu, I'm doing it just like a person will take a beggar of three knuffers." Vitzivonu lisate vitzachuldik. There's no mitzvah and there's no tzibui on three knuffers. There's no tzibui on a talish shula. There's no tzibui on a talish shula. So memele. So he can't say vitzivonu. That's me. This. If you make, okay, I said along the shechilik, if you make a bracha, euch nicht gefährlich. Okay. Taisa says, better not to make a bracha. If you make a bracha, it's also nicht gefährlich. I'd like to say over for 3 minutes, Amogen Avram, and Rabbi Keveger, which is Meiridik. Betzim, the Nesivis also asked the Kasha. There are two halachas. There's one halacha ksuscha. Ksuscha means that you only chayiv betzitzis if it's your baget. If it's not your baget, you're not chayiv betzitzis. The chayiv is ksuscha. Chayiv. You chayiv to burn chometz. If it's your chometz, it's a chayiv to burn it. There's a chayiv tzitzis and ksuscha. But there's another pasuk, gdilim tasa lecha. The tzitzis have to belong to you. Zuxinesivis, this means aloche in the kashrus of tzitzis. The tzitzis are only kosher. The tzitzis are only kosher if it's your tzitzis. If it's not your tzitzis, some mele, it's pasul tzitzis. Like then there's halochis. The tzitzis has to be your tzitzis. Then it'll patra the beg. Zukte derech hachayim, the Mogen Avraham betzim, that what we have here, a pilpul, can you make a brocha on a talis shula? That means, I borrowed a talis, I put in my own tzitzis, that, because the tzitzis have to be dilim tassel, has to be your tzitzis. It can't be I put in my tzitzis. I'm not mechuyev to put in my tzitzis, but I put in kosher tzitzis. Is a shaila. Can I make a brocha? Can I not make a brocha? Can I save it tzivono? Can I not save it tzivono? That is the shakla bataya over here. Now, there's a din in shulchanoch, there's two halachas in shulchanoch. One halacha will understand, and one halacha we won't understand. There's halacha, what if I go over, Shimon goes over to Reuven, and he says, can you lend me your talis? Can you lend me your talis? No, so Reuven understands, why is he buying the talis? Not because it's 10 degrees outside, he wants to be kaim its vesitzes. So he gives it to him, even though said halacha and shaila, but he knows he won't be yaitze if it's not his tzitzes. So he's machnik to him. So even though he said a loshen shaila, but there's a mutual understanding, he means to give it to him. So give it to him. A matonah when I slachse. I'm not giving you a gift. Shaila means, I'll use it. Matonah when I slachse. Very good. So that means we shouldn't be, to take the loshen shaila literally. He means, means give it to me for a matonah. He understands. He gives it to him for a matonah. Fine. About it. Then you make a broche. It's yours. Make a broche, no shaila. Shur talis, then there's no shaila. The Shal Tosfos is, I borrowed the thousand, I put in my tzitzis. There's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that what is if I walk into a shul and I see there's a talus on the table. I don't have a talus. I'm allowed to take this talus without the shoes. So they say, Nechel Elinish Lameved Mitzvah B'mamayne. Nechel Elinish Lameved Mitzvah B'mamayne. Zicha mask. Make sure to fold it back again. Just don't go and leave it anyway. Fold it back. Nechel Elinish Maskim. No problem. Frek the Morgan Avrom Akashe. Fine. Als the Gesel Dike Shaila. There's no Shaila. It's Maskim. Nechel Elinish Lameved Mitzvah B'mamayne. But there's a problem. The tzitzis belong to him. So, how can you make a broche? It's not, you want mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis. You have a kevegi, it's another kash. If you're not mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, so there's no neichel in yishlam evin mitzvah b'mamaynoi. And zut the morgan Avrom, it's brought down in Hilchis Lulav, that if a chalamoid you come into a shul, and you see an esrig and a lulav there, you can take it, but you come there the first day Yontif? No, I'm sorry. Because there you need Shaloi. No one was maknet to you. You need Aknot to make it Shaloi. Without Aknot, it's not Shaloi. Frek the Morgan Avrom. So, what's Pshat over here? Here, the tzitzis aren't his. The tzitzis can't become his. There was no hakno. There's reshus. You have reshus to take it. I'm not a gazlan, but it's not yours. How can he make a broch? This is the Magen Avrom's kasha. Zut the Magen Avrom. No, it's like Noshim. No, Noshim also potter, and then they make a broch. Make a broch. Frekt Rabbi Keveger and the Nesive Shaymushim. What's the tzushtel to Noshim? Noshim are doing a mitzvah. They're sitting in a kosher sukkah. They're not mitzvah in the mitzvah, but they're sitting in a sukkah. She can say, kabroch aleishe b'sukkah. But if I'm wearing a talus, that the tzitzis are not mine, so this is posel of tzitzis. This is the tzitzis pata the beggar. And if it's, then he says, gdilim tasa lecho. It has to be your tzitzis. So if it's not my tzitzis, it's posel of tzitzis. If it's posel of tzitzis, how can you shtel tzitzis noshim? This is a kasha that Rabbi Keveger and the Baruch Chaim ask. It's eminent as a machabon shulchan aruch that you're allowed to take to make a broche. They ask, are you allowed to make a broche? The tzitzis are not yours. They blay by a kasha. But Agavuche, Rabbi Keveger wants to say a moire de gezach. He wants to say, Agamora says that if a person wore a beged till 30 days, he's potter from tzitzis. It's not nearly kishaloi. After 30 days, he's chayav tzitzis because it's nearly kishaloi. So he says, what happens if he borrowed a talus from someone, but not to, I'm borrowing it, not, I'm not asking for a matone. It's not it. I'm going to borrow the talus. What? Borrowing the talus. Don't give it to me for a matan. He's borrowing the talus. And then there's tzitzis in it already. So he says, so the first 30 days he's potter because it's not his and it's not the Yerushalayim. The 31st day, now he's chayv at tzitzis midarabono. Now really he has posel at tzitzis because it doesn't belong to him. So if the whole chiyuv of tzitzis is because the beged is nirikei shaloi, so the tzitzis is also nirikei shaloi. I wore it for 31 days. So those, there he understands it. There the posel of tzitzis will pata the beged. Because the whole time I'm chayiv, the rabbanu were machayiv because it's nirikei shaloi. So the tzitzis also, I wore this for 31 days already. So people think the tzitzis are also shaloi, so that'll pata the beged. But like this, Rabbi Keveger Tainis, if you have a stamaza, you have a beged on the table, and you pick it up, and you want to be mekayim the mitzvah, so Rabbi Keveger says, he doesn't understand, it's a posel of tzitzis, and how can you be mekayim, how can you make a brochan? Let's go a little further. Now, the Yesh Mefoshim, Amor de Kishayla. Dimhayu shel kloy. Now, let's talk about, let's learn the Gemara Elach. I borrowed a beged. I borrowed, let's say, a beged shel pishtam. So I borrowed a beged, fine. 30 days I'm out of tzitzis. 31st day, I'm chayav b'tzitzis. Mit rabono. This is nirik yishaloy. No? An Elach yid? I'll put out tzitzis. I'll put on, tzitzis shel tzemer. I'll put on trailer shel tzemer. Trailer sezicher shel tzemer. It's kloy. So now, all the time, if I have a beged shel pishta and I put on trailer shel tzemer, it's shatnis. No problem. Esa doicha loisasa. The esa of trailer se doicha de loisasa of leisilba shatnis. Dilim tasalacha. But the ktaisis, but what'll be the din if I borrow the talis and it's the 31st day and I'm going to put on now tzitzis? So now let's make a hashben a nefesh. Me not toire, it's not my beggin. I'm not mechuyev b'tzitzis. There's no esed echelois asa. And I'm going to put on tzitzis, I'm going to make a kloyim. So what's going to happen over here? Shem b'shemayim. I'm mechuyev b'tzitzis mit rabonim or im shatnis min atoire. Not poshe. What if you're going to put on tzitzis and make a kloim? Can go in tchelis? That's sure. Then you don't put on tzitzis. Given the pture midereises. Listen, it's we just had the 31st day. It's only chay min rabbona min atayr. It's potter. Va'oymer Rabbeinu Tam de'ein lochush. Rabbeinu Tam said, "Amu'uyim dekechidish." Rabbeinu Tam said in there, Menachos, Rabbeinu Tam says what his lomdus is. Idilim tasa lecha al arba kampes ksuscha leisilba shatnes. So Rabbeinu Tam said, the posik is telling me that by tzitzis, if you put, stamazel leisilba shatnes, but if it is tzitzis, it's mutter. Not because others say, hoil vahutra hutra, or that that's a gili from the posik, that the Torah was matter a beged that became shatness through tzitzis. This beged you're allowed to wear even though you're not mechuyev tzitzis. Tzitzis do not make shatness. So meila afil I'm potter from the mitzvah of tzitzis, and you can't say yes and doicha lo yisase. I'm allowed to wear shatness. Vayimar Rabbeinu Tam, the ein lochush. Midamrinem bereisha tcheles. Tcheles ein bo mishum kloyim vafilu betales petura. Afilu atales that's potter from tzitzis. You'll see in a minute. There's no din klai. Umasik again shittel lumateres. It's speaking about there were tzitzis on the beged already and he put on another pair of tzitzis. Perish talos yesh bo tzitzis kvab. The Gemara does not mean to say, he took off the first pair of tzitzis. That's the chiddush of hitel lemotelis. The came lamele meima aimba mishim kloim leima hitel motelis ksheira. Hello, kamash malon. Kol talis, the ishtari bo kloyim. That's what the Gemara means. Every talis that is a heter of shatnes, deine betchelis, mutter b'chol inyonim. So you're allowed to wear it b'chol oifen. Bein lis'atev, you're wearing it to grime its vesitzes. Bein latziya tachtov, you want to lie on top of it. Bein loy, say for himself. Bein lechaveroi, say for his chaver, that means a chaver at shul. Bein leishtoi, bein bayoim, bein balaylo. The legamri shori bekloyim. This is a mirdik, this is the shittas of Rabbeinu Tam, that tzitzis do not make shatnes. A beged of tzitzis, that the whole shatnes came about through the mitzvah of tzitzis, that the tzitzis do not make it shatnes and you're allowed to wear it. I feel like you're not mekayim the mitzvah. This is Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. V'hod amrinu v'pek v'mem adlikin gzeirim v'shem k'sus laylo. Gemara says they said they shouldn't put tzitzis in a beggar shall pish them because he might put in exus laila. Laila lavam on tzitzis. Like a Moshe Perish, bekuntra shem yiskasa bo ba laila. Lugzeira shemet mishum ksusa meyuchad la laila. Liyishtri bo kloyim klal de imit meriise. That means, the Gemara means maybe you might put it in a beggar that's meyuchad for laila. That is potam in a tzitzis. But a beggar that's mechuyi from tzitzis, That it's you're allowed to wear shatnes even though you're not making the mitzvah tzitzis. But Rabbi Loza mimit zikshaloi dama bereish erchin hakol chayovim betzitzis kahanim levim v'yisrael. A meforish at the Gemara, what's the chiddush? The kahanim itzrichaloi. Sal kedai tachamina hoil beishtri klolim kloim gabayu loy lechayvu. The Gemara says, a merdek avin. It says, Dilam tasa lechol leisil bashatnes. I'll make a hekish. Whoever is also to wear shatnes is mechuyev to wear tzitzis. A koyin that's mutter to wear shatnes. So mamela, I would think he's not mechuyev to wear tzitzis because leisil bashatnes gdilam tasa lechol. So the whole mitzvah of gdilam was only said to a person who's not allowed to wear shatnes. A koyin who's allowed to wear shatnes, I would think he's potam in that tzitzis. So the Leila Chayvi, Kamash Malon, so the Satzachidish, that even though they're allowed to wear shatnes, they're still Chayvi tzitzis. Why? The Hey, the Ishtari, Biden Avoided, allowed to wear shatnes, but the Dud Avoided, Shaloi Biden Avoided, Loi Ishtari. But when they're not doing the Avoided, it's not Mutter. So there we see, not like the Rabbeinu Tam, the whole head of wearing shatnas by big dekun is only when you're doing the void, and you say, I said, there's a loisas. But I'm reading the ishtari b'chol inyin. You don't see the Rabbeinu Tam, so since it were matter by a talis, it were matter, I've really not mekayim the mitzvah. The Gemara says, shaloi b'din avoide. V'oim e Rabbeinu Tam, you're wrong, dosam nami ishtari b'chol inyin. Afilu shaloi b'din avoide. Shaloi b'din avoide, they're also allowed to wear big dekun. Because I'm reading the perik aboloi. Gabi big dekune nitnu lihones bem. Moklas a shayla, are you allowed to have a no from big dekune? Oy loy, toshma loy, hoy you shayne be big dekune. They didn't sleep in the big dekune. Shino hu do loy, oy luchi mahalchi. They walked. Voita an ya osam gabi big dekune, to lotsis bem, be medina osa. Perish mshemisa hegdish, be migdash muta, bem bishasa boide, bem bishalay bishasa boide. So you see that big dekune gufe, they're not allowed to sleep in it, als a besondere din, als you're not allowed to lay on this man. But like this, you're allowed to wear big dekuna, even though it's shatnes. For her, the komne, the ishtari bishas aboide, the bashlebisha kloime, begodim shalaybishim bishas aboide. Shalaybishas aboide, my perish big dechel, my ishtari bikloi. Bekitza, so to the Rabbeinu Tam said the Gemara means something else, that Kahanim are metzuve in shatnes, not in big dekuna. Big dekuna, they can wear shatnes all day. But al koponim, the metzuve in shatnes, not in big dekuna. Mi yamash mahosam leishor el derech levishe. Can only wear shatnes if you're wearing it. The boy lemei dekosam, the nita lehones ben, mi dektoni poishta moisam ekaplam, nicha moisam tachas roshem. Moment said, you'll have to have an offer from it, because they pulled it up and put it underneath their heads. The dochi leitem etachas roshem, doesn't mean they'll put it underneath their heads, aleima keneged roshem. Over the heads, not underneath the heads. Vachinami mistabre, disalke daitach tachas roshem, hei de nos, ne nitno lahenes behem, teipik leimishim kloim, how can you say tachas roshem? It's kloim. Lefise samemele, so you see clearly that there's an issur shatnes by big dekun al kaponim if you're not wearing it. Lefize betale shula yosel tziyeh tachto. Even if it's shatnes, not the way the Rabbeinu Tam said. O miyunirish ishlechal bein talish kalika levishosu atzorech hanosu make the kunish sheika levishosu atzorech habayit. So the Rabbeinu Tam said no. That tzitzis is a beggar, the tika beggar is lahanosoi, so all hanos became mutter if it's a shatness of gdilim. Masha'en can big de kuhune, the whole etta was only to wear it, bishas avoide, there it's mutter shloi bishas avoide, but only it's a heter levishe, not a heter to lie on top of it.